Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you are for us in sending your one and only Son to suffer, to die, to be raised so that we may have life in his name. And you are with us to lead us, to guide us, to direct us in all that we do. We ask your blessing upon us this morning as we consider your word and what it says to our lives, that with God for us, nothing can be against us. In your name we pray. Amen. This, of course, the first Sunday in October. The first Sunday in October is usually within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod set aside for LWML Sunday. Throughout my ministry, we have always honored this date on this first Sunday in October. The wonderful work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League that they have done to witness and to share through their mites and various other mission activities. They have been a blessing to the church. God, through the Holy Spirit, has worked in this group and this organization as they have sowed their seeds in many and various ways. Their little packets that were seed sowing, and also a lot of the other mission projects that they have undertaken. And so today we have this day, LWML Sunday, and the theme for this year is For Us and With Us. A very appropriate theme taken from Romans chapter 8, and also very familiar section of Scripture for us, based on Paul's words to the church at Rome. The main person we need to think about is God at work in your life and my life. God working through each one of us, and especially as we give thanks to God for all the work he has done through LWML. And yes, they too have been affected as we have seen the changes in our culture, in our family life, in our work life, and also in church life. Based on the theme For Us and With Us, Paul wants us to consider two questions that begin that whole section. The first is, what then shall we say to these things? And the second is, if God is for us, who can be against us? What about these things that Paul is talking about here? He is acknowledging that God has done everything for us. God created us. God redeemed us. God sanctified us. And what Paul is reminding the Romans is that God has done everything for our salvation. As a believer, as a Christian, we have no condemnation because of that cross in Jesus Christ. We come together. God is for us and with us. Yes, think about that in terms of holding hands. And one of the things we do oftentimes in celebration is to hold the hands of one another. I want you to think about those special moments in your life about holding hands. There's always that baby born into your life, and there's nothing more special than when that baby grasps your finger for the first time. That newborn recognizing the preciousness of being yours. Or how about that young child that grabs your hand either as a grandparent or as a parent, and wants to walk side by side with you? Or the young child who takes the teacher's hand, because there's something reassurance about being in the presence of that teacher as they begin their journey through school. And of course, who can forget, or maybe we do forget, what it was like when we first dated way back when. And that opportunity to take the hand of someone you thought very special in your life, who you would date and then marry. Or the couple together standing before God's altar and there joining hands and making a commitment to one another. That hand of love being held together. And when I do weddings, I put my stole around those two joined hands, reminding them that this is what God is doing in your life at this moment. And then there's that special time also when you're able to sit there beside a loved one and to hold their hand for the last time as they breathe their last. You see, God holds our hand at various times in life. God is the one who carries us through the difficult times of life, those difficult moments. And what do we say to all of these things that happen within our midst? God has accomplished it all for us. From the very beginning, God has guided us. And I like to think of it as God has been holding our hands throughout all of life's journey to this point. Why did he send his son into the world? But to take our place, to suffer, to die, to be raised again, to accomplish for what? For us, what we were unable to accomplish. A couple of verses later, Paul would write, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. We have this one who is for us, always for us." That's what God does for us day in and day out in our lives. Jesus suffered, died, and rose again, making full payment for each and every one of us. And as a Christian, this is that great sacrifice that God has made for on our behalf, taking our hand and walking us through the journey of life. Yes, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And for many, many years, since the 40s of the 1900s, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League has been living by that mission, that God is for us and with us in various ways and in various actions. Then we read in the last four verses there, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." What comforting words we have to share with one another. This is what God has done for us. He is with us. He is with us each and every day of our lives. There is nothing in all of creation that can separate us from his love. Again, I'd like to go back to that holding hands. You see, God holds our hands through every trial and tribulation of life. God holds each and every one of us in his very precious arms. He sent his one and only son in order to suffer, to die, and be raised again because he loves us. He cares about us, and nothing can separate us from that love because of what Christ has accomplished that for us. And yes, knowing that God is for us and with us does not mean we don't go through trials and tribulations or challenges. But we do know that when we do, God's hand is upon us, beside us, taking care of us and guiding us. And sometimes he has to pick us up and carry us through some of the most difficult times in our lives. Maybe some of you sitting here this morning feel like life is so stacked up against you. Or maybe you're feeling challenged by life at its present time. And yet, God is for you. God is with you. God knows your every need. God declares you righteous through the cross, death, and resurrection of his Son. One of the things I have witnessed time and time again in my ministry has been the work of the elder Mimel. Coming beside people in various situations and in various missions and ministries where life sometimes seems overwhelming. Through their love and their sharing, they have walked and worked with people. I experienced that in my own ministry when I started a congregation from scratch. And the elder Mimel came beside us to walk with us through that situation. You see, Paul writes this beautiful section, oftentimes spoken at funerals. At various times in our lives, we read these words. But to be reminded that God does all of this out of his great love for us. There is no condemnation. There is no separation because God has given us the complete victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the waters of our baptism, God has declared us his child. We read that in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be assured our victory is secure. Our God has been with us, for us, from the very beginning. Our God stands with us even today. And on this Sunday, as we celebrate the work of LWML, we also are reminded of that great work God does for each one of us. And to know that with confidence, we can live our lives with that simple phrase, God is for us and with us. And he will never leave us. In his name we pray. Amen.